Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We got four lines jammed up. We appreciate you guys joining us on this lovely Saturday morning, even though it's not so lovely. Bob and I, before we go right to your calls, we're just talking about Google again and how, it, you know, they so nicely gave us all that free space to hold our pictures, no matter how good or bad they are. And they gave us a nice free tool to go clean up your junk if you want to clean up, because now they're going to start charging you for having your stuff out on the Google Cloud.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if you're, if you got these photos, how many times have you taken a picture of, like, your hand or your finger?
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, it's really blurry, and you really don't want it, but, you know, it gets transferred up into the cloud.
Right.
So now they're giving, and that's going to be part of the free storage that's exempted.
For now.
Because it was,
But going forward, you're going to have all the same
pictures.
They're
giving you a free tool to go in that with artificial intelligence that'll find these blurry photos and these other bad photos, so you can clean up and save them space.
Yeah, right. Who's going to use it? That's so nice of Google. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Chris in Wethersfield first. What's happening, Chris?
Hi, guys. I can hear my kid, you know, rolling his eyes and calling me random mom for this question. And this is a kid I sent to computer camp and saw how he could take apart a computer.
Nice.
And, you know, do these things with memories and such.
Yeah.
So hence my random mom question.
Yeah.
I have this, you know, as you told me, old computer that has an analog modem.
Wow.
Is there a way to replace that modem in the box?
There's a modem in the box?
Yeah, it's in a tower box, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how they used to make them?
Yeah, that is pretty old. It's rare to have one in the box. In the old days, we put them on top of the box.
Yeah.
But yours is...
This was a good IBM, baby.
Well, there was a lot of them that were built, had the modems you could build, put into a slot.
I remember.
But that would be a PCI slot, normally, or an ISA slot. But the odds are the new machines don't have that kind of a slot. So why would you want to take it out?
Yeah,
well, because that's what I seem to understand. I need a digital modem, no?
Well, how old is this computer?
Oh, it's old. It's a 2000-something, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah, 2000's been around for 21 years now, so.
Right. That's random mom.
Yes. And you sent your kid to computer camp, huh? And he probably just refuses to touch that thing.
Well, I don't know. He's doing great things in San Fran.
Oh, okay.
So, but, I mean, I know he did a lot of things with our office. I mean, he connected all the computers at that time.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is, you know, it's a modem.
It's a modem, right. Yes, it is a modem. So you don't have to do anything with it. You don't have to remove it or anything. You can just disconnect the RJ11 phone line that's connecting it. It won't be used. Is there even a network card in there? No, it's probably... Well, how are you getting to the internet with this thing?
Well, no, I used to have... I'm a person that also likes Windows 7. Uh-huh. That always worked until, mm-hmm. I guess, when they did that analog to digital conversion.
Okay. So,
RJ what?
It's probably an RJ11 phone line going to that old modem, if you were ever using it. Can you get on the internet with it now or no?
No.
Okay. It doesn't even matter then. So it is a random mom question, Chris. No. It doesn't matter. You're not using it. It's not connected.
But if I did that, could I?
No.
You're
not going to get on the internet by taking out that modem.
No.
You need to. What do you have for internet service?
Well, I don't.
Oh, gosh. All right, then you need to get internet service first. So you need to go and pay for somebody to give you internet service, whether it be your cable company, DSL company, GoNetSpeed, if it's in your area. You're in Weathersfield, right?
So yeah, you're so lucky. I have NetSpeed, but Cox wants. They always want to do a modem.
You need a modem.
Oh, that's a cable modem. It's not the kind of modem
you're
talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would want to call GoNetSpeed. You're in Weathersfield. Call GoNetSpeed and get price on getting internet if you can get it in your home, which would be so great.
That'd be cheaper.
Yeah, and you're going to, for $50 a month, unlimited, they're going to give you a fiber connection. They're going to provide you the modem for free. And then you're going to connect your computer to it. And
they're going to give you the same price for life.
Right.
No price increases.
So I can still use this computer?
Maybe. I'm going to say maybe the poor technicians who would come to your home and take a look at it would tell you yay or nay. I'm guessing maybe not because of its age. But if it's running Windows 7, maybe it's got a network card. So I'll say maybe. But you need internet, and the best low-cost service that's in your town is GoNetSpeed, period.
I will try that and explain the problem to them and see if they can help me out.
Well, you don't have a problem. You don't have internet. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So
that's the only problem.
So you need to get internet service.
So I need a modem to my modem that's in the computer?
No, you need a modem from an internet provider that will then connect over your network connection to your computer.
And when you sign up for internet service, you won't have to you'll pay the initial price, but then you don't have to buy a modem separate. They'll take care of that for you. They'll provide it for you.
Right. All right, Chris.
Well, I hope they're as smart as you guys.
They are. They're smarter.
Okay.
All thanks. Right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I wish we were smart enough to have our own internet company.
Well, it only takes money.
I know. Unbelievable. But yeah, she, that's her problem. She needs internet service. Let's go to Betty real quick in Unionville. What's happening, Betty?
Hi. Hi. I'm having trouble with my adware.
You're having trouble with adware or your specific adware that you're trying to put out to other people?
No, I'm on, when I go online and I'm doing, say, a survey or something, all these new ads pop up.
I gotcha. Yeah, you can use AdBlocker. There's an AdBlocker tool out there called AdBlocker Plus. And you can put that as a plug-in to your browser. What do you use, Chrome? Edge, okay.
I know you don't like it, but
no, I don't. But you should be able to plug in AdBlocker Plus and help block some of the ads that are hitting you while you're using Edge.
Okay.
We'll put a link up there for you.
And that's all there is, because I take a lot of surveys.
Uh-huh.
You get paid to do surveys.
How much you get paid for that?
You just get points, and you keep adding up the points, and then you can change it in for money or a gift card.
Okay.
It's just fun. Time to pass, make some extra money.
Just give us a ballpark. How much do you think you make a month on these things?
A month? Oh,
yeah.
I can make like $50.
Wow.
I mean,
just for giving your opinion.
Yeah. That's cool. It. Do you like this? Do you buy this in the store, or you know, where do you shop? Stuff like that.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah. So when I'm taking it, then all this new website pops up. It could even be from like Walmart.
Sure. That's what they're doing. They're trying to serve you ads. We'll put the link. We already found the link for Edge to put AdBlocker Plus up there for your Edge browser. If you load it onto your browser, that should reduce your ads.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, good. I have another question then.
Real quick.
My computer bombed, and I got a new computer, and I loaded Outlook 2019.
Okay.
And I was using Outlook Live on my old computer, and it apparently came over onto the new computer, but now I can't get Outlook Live and into Outlook 2019.
You want to export your contacts and stuff, is what you're saying?
Yeah, just everything, because right now Outlook Live works really well because it's synced with my phone and my iPad. It's great, but it doesn't Outlook 2019 doesn't seem to, I don't know, doesn't seem to go with, I can't get my contacts over there or my calendar.
Well, you should be able to log in using your account credentials in the same way, because it's still Outlook. So are you able to send and receive email on Outlook 2019?
Yep.
All right, so that does work, but your calendars are not coming over. So we're going to have to
contacts.
We have to figure out how to export Outlook Live to Outlook 2019. I know Bob is trying to look it up, right, Bob?
Yes.
We might have an answer for you there. And you're sure Outlook Live is not on your current operating system? Is that yours? Because you're probably running an older version before Windows 7, right?
No, Windows 10.
You were running Windows 10 before?
Mm-hmm.
And you're running it now?
Yep.
I'm not really sure what Outlook Live is. Do you know what that is, Mom?
I think it's the mail. The mail now.
Oh,
the
Outlook
little
mail.
Blue envelope. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
The little blue envelope. Okay. Why don't you bring that up? Why don't you click on the little blue envelope and put your account information in there? Have you tried that?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
I would
have you do that. Go ahead and bring up the little blue envelope. Put your account information into the little blue envelope there that you used to use before your machine crashed. And that might sync everything up for you. But we'll try to find an export as well.
Okay.
But I think we can't export if your machine's bombed. So bring up the little blue envelope, put in your account information, and let's see if it syncs. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. Yeah, because I was mad when I purposely bought Outlook 2019
That wasn't what you were running. And Microsoft likes to keep us guessing as to what the heck everything is. You know, you call it Outlook Live, then you got Office 2019, then you got Microsoft 365, then you got Microsoft. You know, they can't make up their minds as far as what to name something. And it just keeps us all guessing as to what tool was what and when it was it. when was it what it was. But we'll put the information as to how to put your account information into your little blue envelope there for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
All
right, bye. All right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this rainy Saturday morning. Let's go to Ray in Wallingford next. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I have three different email accounts. Mm-hmm. Two of them are at snet.net, and the third is at yahoo.com.
Okay.
I historically had them loaded in Outlook because I don't like leaving things on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And several months ago, I would get this dialog box showing up where it says internet email, then the email address. Enter your username and password for the following server, and it's the pop.mail.yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
The username is one of the emails,
mm-hmm.
and then it's got the password, and it just shows it as stars.
Yeah.
And it wants you to hit OK.
Right.
And I would do it, just keeps coming up all the time, and I got tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I removed the two SNET accounts.
Congratulations.
And tried to put them back in.
Oh, okay.
And can't do it.
Oh, no.
Yet when I have on the internet at the Yahoo Mail,
mm-hmm.
all three of these accounts show there. I did uninstall the SNET ones, reinstall them using the password. I have no trouble there.
Mm-hmm.
Uninstalled them from my Android phone. Reinstalled it there, but for the life of me, I cannot get them in Outlook.
Right. So most likely what's happened is you get a port change that has changed to how the SNET accounts are looking at the server. So if you can find instructions on SNET mailboxes, which, I mean, SNET hasn't existed since I've had hair, so it's been a long time since they've been around, but if there's any modifications to how you connect, they're going to have instructions as to what port changes you need to make.
I've been a long time user. I would say above introductory level.
Yeah.
And I knew that you had to have a POP 3 setting,
right.
And STMP or whatever it is.
Right, SMTP.
Numbers. It doesn't give you, it never goes far enough to give you the opportunity to set them. When I'm adding them in, you can do it automatically, or manually, and I knew from previous experience I wanted to use the manual,
which
let me change those settings. It never gets to that point. I tried reinstalling one of them when I called in this morning, and it still is showing adding that account. We're getting things ready. And that same dialog box popped up, you know, with the pass, the server and the username and password.
Right. So Bob has another theory, and he's used this in the field a lot. So I'm going to let Bob bring this other thought up here.
So if you're using Outlook, the odds are that it's integrated into the Windows Credential Manager. And you may need to go in there and either delete it and recreate it or change the password under that. So if you go into the control panel, there's a little place called the Credential Manager, and you want to go into Windows Credentials and find that account. And then it'll say the last time it was modified, there'll be a date. You can go in there and change your password there.
Okay, Windows Credential, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, we're coming up against a hard break here too, Ray. Can we hold you over?
Sure, yep.
We're going to hold Ray over a little further for this, and we're going to put some information up there for you. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys, so stick around. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, Dr. Alessi will be in, and he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. I think we got Law Talk, Garden Talk, the whole shooting match this Saturday, but I wouldn't know because we're in the hermetically sealed studios of East Hartford still, and there is no whiteboard here for me to know. So I'm taking a shot there, but either way, it's always good to stick around here at WTIC. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. I want to thank all you guys for joining us. And we were talking with Ray in Wallingford still. You still there, Ray? Ray, you still there?
Get back to the Credential Manager. When I canceled that dialogue where it wants the password, it says something went wrong. We couldn't log into the incoming POP server. Mm-hmm. Gives you three options, that it's not the correct email address. You can change the account settings or contact support. When I click on the account settings, that's where you see the port 995 and the 465, which is what I would have set them to. And
right.
That makes no difference, obviously.
Well, unless they changed it. So if you know where those settings are, double check that they haven't changed those ports.
Well, I've Google searched, and that's what I come up with.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, there's the whether there's encryption, SSL,
right.
Or there's another drop down that you may need to change in addition to those port numbers.
Yeah, no, going back a long time, you know, ago, setting it up, you know, I copied all that down, so if I ever had to reinstall it, I had all that information. So anytime you have to check something or uncheck something, so I've double checked all that and they're all set. So back to the Credential Manager.
Yeah.
I see where you, I believe I'm where you're talking about. I see an SSO_POP_device and an SSO_POP_user, and then that user is the email I was trying to set up the SNET one.
So, Bob, how does he clear that stuff?
Well, you got to kind of expand it out. And
right. Well, yeah, I expanded it out, and it shows the username, the password is start out, persistence is login session, below that is edit or remove.
Right. So you have some choices. Yep. You can edit it and change the password to what it should be. And if that doesn't work, you can remove it and then let the application recreate it.
Which might be the solution, because you've seen these things in the field where the Credential Manager kind of gets all caught up in its own underwear.
So would you say the more straightforward approach would be just to remove that one?
I'm deferring to Bob. He's been
I'm going to let you make that decision. Because you're rolling the dice. This is Microsoft, after all.
Somebody hates a coward.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
Well, you know.
What would you do if it was a field?
I would ask the client. I'd say, here, it's your choice. You want me to do this? Or, you know, I can leave it alone, but, you know.
Yeah, so I think he would end up removing it. Understand that, again, the Outlook should reestablish that information should. Once it goes in there. Right, the word should. The other idea here is you have three mailboxes. You could always, the one that works, you could always tell the other two to forward mail to the one that works. You know, running three mailboxes is trouble.
I've tried to figure out how to do that, and I just, within Yahoo Mail, I cannot do it.
Okay.
And so I don't know how you would do it otherwise.
It would have to be within those POP services, right? You'd have to do the within the Yahoo Mail and or SNET services. The other thought that you have to really be careful with here, Ray, is that these services are going to go away. I don't know when and why or when or how, but we get calls all the time for people's SNET and Yahoo boxes that just stop working. They are free services, right? You're not paying anybody for them anymore.
You get what you pay for. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't even probably have any of these companies' services at all. So they're really just giving you a mailbox out of the kindness of their heart and or to read your mail and then mark it to you, right? So you may want to consider once and for all getting your own mailbox, and the place I'd recommend it would be Proton Mail. It's a Swiss company. So the mailbox is outside the United States, and it's also encrypted. And then on top of that, it's also backed by folks at MIT who are part of this company when they created it. So you can create your own Ray and Weathersfield mailbox that and you're going to pay. Actually, they do have a free version of it, believe it or not. But at least you know it's going to be something that you're consciously working on rather than something that's nebulous that you're not paying for or anything like that. Uh-huh. Just a thought.
One last thing. On this SSO underscore POP.
Mm.
Again, I told you one was device and then one was the email. Mm. What is the one that is the device?
I'll defer to Bob again because I haven't messed around with this at all.
Yeah, I don't know without looking at it more closely.
All right, because again, when you expand it, it says the first line is internet or net address, and it just repeats the SSO underscore POP underscore device. Then it's got a username, which I have no clue where or what that is from. It's alphanumeric, means nothing to me.
Hmm.
So that one I would certainly not mess with.
Right.
But what I'll do is on the one that's the SNET address, is the safer approach, I suppose, would be to edit and change the password. And if that doesn't work, then use the remove option.
Right, because even uninstalling and reinstalling Outlook, which would be my suggestion, Bob would contend wouldn't work if the credential manager is screwed up.
Okay.
Because it's just going to reestablish that method of credentialing.
Well, it saves the Outlook configuration data in a folder that's hidden that's called app data.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So if you uninstall, the app data folder stays there.
Right.
So when you reinstall, if that's not correct, your reinstall is still not going to be correct, except you're going to have to reactivate the Office suite, which may or may not happen.
Right,
and
depending on what you purchased.
Then you got to call Microsoft and kind of beg them to please reactivate your key and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah. So if this all doesn't work, Ray, go get a real mailbox.
Uh-huh.
All right.
When you do that, is there an easy way to get things from the Yahoo Mail address directed over to the new one until
everybody... you can export. You can export your email from and your contacts from Yahoo. We put links up there in the past as to how to do that.
Okay.
So you can export that information. And then, of course, you would put a automatic reply on your Yahoo box saying, hey, stop using this. I'm not using this piece of junk anymore. I'm using this new email box.
Uh-huh.
And that way your email will know, oh, Ray's over here now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Ray.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Outlook issues are no fun. Let's move on to West Springfield and Mark. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. So my problem is what I thought was simple.
Oh, boy.
I have a relatively new Windows 10 machine.
Yeah.
I had installed Chrome,
mm-hmm.
the regular version,
mm-hmm.
and then for some reason I installed the beta, if I remember correctly, and the beta runs fine,
mm-hmm.
but I had to uninstall the regular because I would open the regular version of Chrome, close it, if I was done, and then it would never open again.
Oh, my gosh. How did you get into the beta?
I downloaded the beta from Google.
Okay.
And it seems to run like any other version of Chrome I've had for years.
Well, it looks like you're not alone, because here's the headline. Google just broke the internet for some Chrome users.
I'd seen that months ago, I think it was, right?
This is 7 days ago.
Oh, it continues.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on, why you would end up with the beta, but I'm wondering if this is it. Chrome users, you know, for some users, here's a fix, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's related to beta or not, or it's just related to this issue, but we do have a fix for folks having this, you know, Chrome issues with Windows 10. There's a new update. Have you got the latest one?
Of the beta?
Chrome, not beta. Latest Chrome 90. Have you uninstalled the beta completely? Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did, and then just installed probably from Firefox, you know, the link to the regular Chrome.
There's a Chrome 90 out there.
Right, and I had my last attempt, it was 90. My beta is 91, I think.
Right. But even if you've uninstalled it, the beta keeps coming back, is what your issue is?
No, I have two separate installations.
You know, gotcha.
It allows you to have both on your desktop.
Right, but then when you run the regular, it breaks. That's the one that's crashing.
That's correct.
Yeah. And that's the latest one. So there is, I bet you it's this article here as far as how to fix this issue. They've acknowledged the problem, which is so nice of Google to acknowledge. Thank you. So, yeah, such a weird, you're going to quit Chrome, you're going to reopen Chrome, you're going to still see the broken behavior. Keep Chrome open for about 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you're going to quit it and then relaunch it. Oh, my gosh. This is getting ridiculous.
Nice and simple, right?
It's nuts.
It is.
But you can't leave it open for 4.5 minutes. And if you do leave it open for 5.5 minutes, well, then it's overcooked. It has to do with user data. They have a directory that we can actually have you delete this user data as far as your local state. There's some issue with your local state file. I think this might be related to this fix for you. I could be wrong. But it might help you. Whoa! I'm not sure what's going on with Bob here. There he goes. So we're going to put this link up here for you and see if that works. But I would try to tell you to stay away from betas unless you have a real reason to work with them.
Right.
It's not
really...
with
Chrome right now, it's my only option.
That's the only one that works.
Correct.
Yeah, so I think this local app data issue is where you're going to have to fix that. That local state file needs to be. And maybe that'll work. Let us know.
I certainly will. I've been waiting months for someone else to have the problem, and I finally said, well, I'm going to give you a call because I had never heard it on
the
show before.
Yeah, I'll never be afraid to call us. We probably haven't heard of it either. In this case, I just found an answer, possibly, but... yeah, you're always welcome to call in. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of folks out there with all sorts of computer problems, so it makes sense to wait, I guess. But hope this works.
All right, great.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Let's move on to Lauren in West Hartford next. What's happening, Lauren?
Hi, and good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What is
happening is my Netgear extender setup is creating a concern for me.
Yeah.
I currently have...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. I want to thank all you guys for joining us. And we were talking with Ray in Wallingford still. You still there, Ray? Ray, you still there?
Get back to the credential manager. When I canceled that dialogue where it wants the password, it says something went wrong. We couldn't log into the incoming POP server. Mm-hmm. Gives you three options, that it's not the correct email address. You can change the account settings or contact support. When I click on the account settings, that's where you see the port 995 mm-hmm. and the 465,
yep.
which is what I would have set them to.
Right.
And that makes no difference, obviously.
Well, unless they changed it. So if you know where those settings are, double check that they haven't changed those ports.
Well, I've Google searched, and that's what I come up with.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, there's the whether there's encryption, SSL,
right.
or there's another drop down that you may need to change in addition to those port numbers.
Yeah, no, going back a long time, ago, setting it up, I copied all that down, so if I ever had to reinstall it, I had all that information. So anytime okay. you have to check something or uncheck something, okay. so I've double checked all that and they're all set. So back to the credential manager.
Yeah.
I believe I'm where you're talking about. I see an SSO_POP_device and an SSO_POP_user, and then that user is the email I was trying to set up the SNET one.
Mm-hmm. So, Bob, how does he clear that stuff?
Well, you got to kind of expand it out.
Right. Well, yeah, I expanded it out, and it shows the username. The password is start out. Right. Persistence is login session. Below that is edit or remove.
Right. So you have some choices. Yep. You can edit it and change the password to what it should be. And if that doesn't work, you can remove it and then let the application recreate it.
Which might be the solution, because you've seen these things in the field where the credential manager kind of gets all caught up in its own underwear.
So would you say the more straightforward approach would be just to remove that one?
I'm deferring to Bob.
I'm going to let you make that decision. Because you're rolling the dice. This is Microsoft, after all.
Somebody hates a coward.
Yeah, come on, Bob. Well, you know. What would you do if it was a field?
I would ask the client. I said, here, it's your choice. You want me to do this? Or, you know, I can leave it alone, but, you know.
Yeah, so I think he would end up removing it. Understand that, again, the Outlook should reestablish that information once it goes in there. Right, the word should. The other idea here is you have three mailboxes. You could always, the one that works, you could always tell the other two to forward mail to the one that works. You know, running three mailboxes is trouble.
I've tried to figure out how to do that, and I just,
well,
within Yahoo Mail, I cannot do it.
Okay.
And so I don't know how you would do it otherwise.
It would have to be within those POP services, right? You'd have to do the within the Yahoo Mail and or SNET services. The other thought that you have to really be careful with here, Ray, is that these services are going to go away. I don't know when and why or when or how, but we get calls all the time for people's SNET and Yahoo boxes that just stop working. They are free services, right? You're not paying anybody for them anymore.
You get what you pay for. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't even probably have any of these companies' services at all. So they're really just giving you a mailbox out of the kindness of their heart and or to read your mail and then mark it to you, right? So you may want to consider once and for all getting your own mailbox, and the place I'd recommend it would be Proton Mail. It's a Swiss company. So the mailbox is outside the United States, and it's also encrypted. And then on top of that, it's also backed by folks at MIT who are part of this company when they created it. So you can create your own Ray and Weathersfield mailbox that you know, and you're going to pay. Actually, they do have a free version of it, believe it or not. But at least you know it's going to be something that you're consciously working on, rather than something that's nebulous that you're not paying for or anything like that. Uh-huh. Just a thought.
One last thing on this SSO underscore pop.
Mm.
Again, I told you one was device and then one was the email. Mm. What is the one that is the device?
I'll defer to Bob again because I haven't messed around with this at all.
Yeah, I don't know without looking at it more closely.
All right, because again, when you expand it, it says the first line is internet or net address, and it just repeats the SSO underscore pop underscore device. Then it's got a username, which I have no clue where or what that is from. It's alphanumeric, means nothing to me.
Hmm.
So that one I would certainly not mess with.
Right.
But what I guess I'll do is on the one that's the SNET address, is the safer approach, I suppose, would be to edit and change the password. And if that doesn't work, then use the remove option.
Right, because even uninstalling and reinstalling Outlook, which would be my suggestion, Bob would contend wouldn't work if the credential manager is screwed up.
Okay.
Because it's just going to reestablish that method of credentialing.
Well, it saves the Outlook configuration data in a folder that's hidden that's called app data.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So if you uninstall, the app data folder stays there.
Right.
So when you reinstall, if that's not correct, your reinstall is still not going to be correct, except you're going to have to reactivate the Office suite, which may or may not happen.
Right,
and
depending on what you purchased.
Then you got to call Microsoft and kind of beg them to please reactivate your key and blah, blah, blah. And
Yeah. So if this all doesn't work, Ray, go get a real mailbox.
Uh-huh.
All right.
When you do that,
yeah.
Is there an easy way to get things from the Yahoo Mail address directed over to the new one?
You can export. You can export your email and your contacts from Yahoo. We've put links up there in the past as to how to do that.
Okay.
So you can export that information. And then, of course, you would put a automatic reply on your Yahoo box saying, hey, stop using this. I'm not using this piece of junk anymore. I'm using this new email box.
Uh-huh.
And that way your people will, that your email will know, oh, Ray's over here now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Ray.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Outlook issues are no fun. Let's move on to West Springfield and Mark. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. So my problem is what I thought was simple.
Oh, boy.
I have a relatively new Windows 10 machine.
Yeah.
I had
installed Chrome, mm-hmm. the regular version, mm-hmm. and then for some reason, I installed the beta, if I remember correctly, and the beta runs fine, mm-hmm. but I had to uninstall the regular because I would open the regular version of Chrome, close it if I was done, and then it would never open again.
Oh, my gosh. How did you get into the beta?
I downloaded the beta from Google.
Okay.
And it seems to run like any other version of Chrome I've had for years.
Well, it looks like you're not alone because here's the headline. Google just broke the internet for some Chrome users.
I'd seen that months ago, I think it was, right?
This is 7 days ago.
Oh, it continues.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on, why you would end up with the beta, but I'm wondering if this is it. Chrome users, you know, for some users, here's a fix, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's related to beta or not, or it's just related to this issue, but we do have a fix for folks having this, you know, Chrome issues with Windows 10. There's a new update. Have you got the latest one?
Of the beta?
Chrome, not beta. Latest Chrome 90. Have you uninstalled the beta completely? Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did, and then just installed probably from Firefox, you know, the link to the regular Chrome.
There's a Chrome 90 out there.
Right, and I had my last attempt, it was 90. My beta is 91, I think.
Right. But even if you've uninstalled it, the beta keeps coming back is what your issue is?
No, I have two separate installations.
You know, gotcha.
It allows you to have both on your desktop.
Right, but then when you run the regular, it breaks. That's the one that's crashing.
That's correct.
Yeah. And that's the latest one. So there is, I bet you it's this article here as far as how to fix this issue. They've acknowledged the problem, which is so nice of Google to acknowledge. Thank you. So, yeah, such a weird, you're going to quit Chrome, you're going to reopen Chrome, you're going to still see the broken behavior. Keep Chrome open for about 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you're going to quit it and then relaunch it. Oh my gosh, this is getting ridiculous.
Nice and simple, right?
It's nuts.
It is.
But you can't leave it open for 4.5 minutes. And if you do leave it open for 5.5 minutes, well, then it's overcooked. It has to do with user data. They have a directory that we can actually have you delete this user data as far as your local state. There's some issue with your local state file. I think this might be related to this fix for you. I could be wrong. But it might help you. Whoa! Bob. I'm not sure what's going on with Bob here. There he goes. So we're going to put this link up here for you and
okay,
see if that works. But I would try to tell you to stay away from betas unless you have a real reason to work with them.
Right.
It's not
well,
really...
with Chrome right now, it's my only option.
That's the only one that works.
Correct.
Yeah, so I think this local app data issue is where you're going to have to fix that. That local state file needs to be. And maybe that'll work. Let us know.
I certainly will. I've been waiting months for someone else to have the problem, and I finally said, well, I'm going to give you a call because I had never heard it on
the
show before.
Yeah, I'll never be afraid to call us. We probably haven't heard of it either. In this case, I just found an answer, possibly, but... yeah, you're always welcome to call in. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of folks out there with all sorts of computer problems, so it makes sense to wait, I guess. But hope this works.
All right, great.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Let's move on to Lauren in West Hartford next. What's happening, Lauren?
Hi, and good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What is
happening is my Netgear extender setup is creating a concern for me.
Yeah.
I currently have... a provider who told me that my Wi-Fi has dropped, or my internet has dropped at least 20 times over the past month, and I do agree with them because I called because I was having slow issues.
Yeah.
I went and I purchased the Netgear extender, tried to set it up,
should have been simple enough. But then I got an error when I went to their netgearextendersetup.net URL, and it read, the error read, OXXC412E3, network security is compromised. Your request cannot be processed. I went to their chat room, that being Netgear, and spoke to a gentleman who wanted access to my laptop. I ended the call.
Okay. At least you knew when you called them, at least that that was them and not somebody calling you.
Well, it was chat. It wasn't a phone call. And nowadays, you still never know.
I'm with you. I love that you're safe than sorry, right?
Yeah.
So your Wi-Fi dropping, though, is different than why you'd install an extender. You understand that, right?
Huh. No. And the reason that I don't is because I was tying them all together. I'm saying the Wi-Fi, but overall, my entire internet, whether it was through Wi-Fi or if it was the direct, was dropping.
Right.
I'm currently working from home.
Okay.
And the ISP provider also said that there are at least 10 devices connected.
Right. That's fine.
I didn't believe that till they started counting.
Right. So your extender really would only help you to get more Wi-Fi at a further part within your home. It wouldn't stop your network, your internet from dropping. That's it. That's your internet provider's problem.
Okay.
You have Go NetSpeed in West Hartford, don't you?
Yes. I believe so. I need to check.
You should check after you hang up with me.
Okay.
Because you want that service if you can get it. And or, if you can't get it, you got to go talk to your current internet provider and tell them to come out and look at your line, because you could have a modem problem or a service line problem that's causing your network to drop. Adding an extender, I can't even give you a good analogy this morning as to why that doesn't help you at all. You need to have them, you know, make your service more solid. But if you can just get rid of them altogether, whoever they are, and go to Go NetSpeed, your problems will be much less when it comes to low cost, high speed, and it will just work. It's fiber. If you do then still need to extend your Wi-Fi signal in your home, then you can use an extender like your network, the Netgear you're talking about. But I wouldn't do that until you change over your services.
Okay. Then holding on to that, I'll put the Netgear back into the box and hold on to it because they are coming out on next Friday. But what would prompt the setup to say that my network security is compromised? What does that sentence mean?
So it could mean that you're not using good Wi-Fi encryption. So if you're using a old WEP, WEP security on your Wi-Fi, it could mean that the Netgear folks are saying you really should improve that by using WPA2. Security. So I think that's possibly what they're talking about. I tried to look up that error real quickly and I couldn't find a specific reason, but I'm guessing it's because you're using an old configuration, if that makes sense. I wouldn't be too concerned. They're not saying that the North Koreans are in your system or anything like that. So
okay.
I think it's just maybe the security protocol you're using is old school, if that makes sense.
And staying there, if I were to use it, how would I fix something like that? Or what needs to be done?
That would be done with your internet provider, and we're coming up against a hard break here. But when they come on Friday, ask them to make sure you're using the latest Wi-Fi technology, okay?
Okay.
I got to go.
Thank you.
All right, Lauren. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. Please remember why we have Monday off. And thank you, Matt, for producing. And thank you, Mike, for posting everything live.
See you next week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.